Blog Talk Radio.
Shirt Underground Radio pregame edition. Happy Black Friday. I hope none of you killed each other trying to get to that $200 TV or the $100 laptop or the $50 washing machine or whatever else Walmart and Best Buy had going on. Absolutely ridiculous what people will do to each other on this day, Eddie. And how are you?
How are you? How are you? A little bit of a tryptophan hangover. Indulged in the turkey, indulged in the sweets. I hit the sweets pretty hard. Had myself some cannolis, holy cannoli, Chris Campoli, Stromboli. What else we got? I usually say, can't think of anything else right now. So you get to hear my little gravelly voice after a day of entertaining my family yesterday. You guys get it for free. They get it for free. I got to start charging people pretty soon. By the way, I think we got a donation, and I'll get that name in a second, from somebody
Thank
in
you.
Denmark.
Can we get,
Who
oh,
we know in Denmark?
Whoa. We have listeners in Denmark. We have had people. I know it's funny you mentioned that because I was listening to driving home from Las Vegas last night after a Thanksgiving frivolity with the in-laws, and I was listening to one of our old shows, and we were talking about a listener that had emailed in from Denmark. So it's funny that you mentioned that. That was one of our – and this was a show from that I was listening to. I was listening to some of the way back shows, you know, like from like a year and a half ago. And we were bitching about the power play, the line changes. And, I'm not kidding. You know, all these constant line changes. And what is wrong with this power play? The only thing that was different about that show is that we were bitching about Chris Drury and Wade Redden. That was the only difference.
Wow.
I'm starting to think we could just start taking weeks off and just play old shows, and nobody will know the difference.
Well, it seems to be, with John Tortorella at least, as the coach. I don't think we were together when Rennie was coach. So, not in the biblical sense, but as a radio team, as the greatest internet radio team ever assembled.
That's right.
I mean, basically, you know, me and you are the Batman and Robin of the internet radio world.
Howard and Robin of the internet radio world.
When things go wrong with John Tortorella.
It clearly makes me the black chick.
No. John Tortorella, when things go wrong, the old frustrating maneuvers that he does really burn you. And, you know, I got an issue with that. I got an issue with fans continually to blame the coach. If you don't like the coach, you got to take one side in the buffet. All right, I've just escalated my voice a little bit. Either you're going to totally hate him when they're winning two, or you're going to totally hate him... you're going to love him regardless. I don't know what I'm trying to say here. I'm just saying, you got to be one way. when you're losing, it's like people want the if you don't like them, you want the Rangers to lose so then you can blame them. But when they're winning, it's everybody else.
Right.
So, you know, I'm sick of this blame the coach culture. He's annoying. I get it. When they lose, he's very frustrating. But he wins, it doesn't seem equal to me. When they win, it's the outstanding play of all the players. So I don't know. I don't know how I've got to, you know.
You know, it's like that joke they make with the Academy Awards when a movie's nominated for Best Picture but not Best Director, and they'll say that movie directed itself, apparently. You know, they make that joke. Like last year with this team, with all the injuries and everything they went through last year, apparently it coached itself. Because he has nothing to do with their success, but everything to do with their faults and their flaws. You know, we get to repeating ourselves. We're not the biggest fans of his. We get as frustrated with him as everybody. But he's the coach. He ain't going anywhere. And you know, if you're gonna blame him when they lose two in a row, then like you said, you got to give him some credit when they win seven in a row. They're not just. You know, they're not coaching themselves, and it's certainly not because of Mike Sullivan, because he's in charge of the power play, and the power play fucking stinks again. This power play, I'm telling you what, they could have Orr and Leach on the power play, Messier, Lemieux, and Gretzky as the forward. He still go 0-9 on the power play. And it was, I was listening to an old show, we were complaining about the power play, because all they do is stand around and pass the puck. It's actually 2 years later, they're doing the same thing. I've never seen a more stationary power play in my entire life. They have, you know, they have games. No longer a consistently good power play. The power play will have a good game or maybe a good power play. But it's never from one game to the next. You know, somebody in this organization has got to say to somebody, you know what, if Mike Sullivan's coaching this power play, he's doing a really shitty job at it because this power play is not producing. Oh, once we get Brad Richards, he's going to straighten out this power play problem. I mean, you got to start looking at who's accountable for running that power play. I know he's towards his buddy. He's his best friend, old Stoneface Sullivan. Well, you know what? You know, it's time to say, this isn't working. Friends have been fired before by their friends. It's happened. Or, you know, held accountable. When are we going to start? I want to start hearing that out of somebody in that organization. Because that power play looks terrible. I mean, they were awful.
Oh, no.
They played a horrible game against Florida again the other night. The media was, they played improved. I didn't think so. I thought they were terrible.
Improved?
Yeah.
Improved?
Yeah. I saw that, a couple of the stories about the game. Oh, they were improved in certain areas.
I think it was worse.
Close. You know, it was pretty close.
It was very close. Yes, in the chat room, they're right. Greg's right. I'm pining for the return of Perry Pern at this point over Sullivan. This
now,
guy is a joke.
Now, there was – I don't know if you saw this, but somebody mentioned it on one of the beat writers' sites. Might have been Andrew Gross. Somebody made a comment that they were watching the Bruins-Canadians game the following night or maybe two nights after the Rangers played the Canadians. Now, I don't know how true this is, because naturally you didn't hear it. You got to hear it from the outside of the outside. You know, you can't get any information within the confines of inside the Great Wall of Madison Square Garden. But apparently the word was that the Rangers players spent a little too much time indulging in Montreal nightlife the night before that game. Tortorella felt they weren't prepared to play. And whether or not that's true, I don't know. Again, I'm just that was
what
reported
Florida,
on the
then.
Bruins on the well, it's South Beach. Despite what Sam Rosen would have you believe when you watch the broadcast, South Beach is an hour from that arena. Sam Rosen made a comment like you pull your boat up and go to a hockey game. That arena's out in the middle of the Everglades. I've been there. It's out of the middle of nowhere, absolute nowhere. It's sitting across from an outlet mall in the middle of the Everglades. It's at least an hour from South Beach. But there is still plenty of nightlife to be enjoyed no matter where you are
in
South
Park.
I'll
get to that broadcast, by the way. I'll get to that broadcast.
Okay.
Because
now,
there
is one of the...
They're, oh. That broadcast is always my bitch and whipping boy when the Rangers lose. They get it extra. They get that, you know. I'm like the pimp, and that broadcast is like the hoe that comes back with no money. It's going to be hell to pay with that pimp.
Where's my
game.
Money, bitch? Where's money? Oh, you don't watch Family
Where's
Guy.
My win, bitch?
You wouldn't. You don't watch
win?
Family Guy, so you wouldn't get that stupid. Where's my money, bitch? I want my money. Where's my money, bitch?
But I'm like, where's my win, bitch? Well, the Rangers didn't win. Well, guess what? You're getting the cane. You're getting bitch slapped. Sam and Joe, step up.
Eddie's got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one.
That's right.
Now, before we really get rolling here, and of course we'll get to your phone calls in just a second, 646-478-4692, I am sincerely hoping there are no problems with the broadcast today. More so than usual. Do you know why, Eddie?
Not a clue.
Blog Talk Radio Customer Help Desk will be closed Thursday and Friday for the Thanksgiving holiday. We will reopen on Saturday, November 26, 2011 at 10 a.m., which means that if there's a problem, we're on our own. And let me just
Aren't
say,
we always?
Well, occasionally they have fixed issues in the past, but Uh-oh. Let me just say, I just got to throw this out there. Blog Talk Radio, you know, I've been pimping this app that they have for Android. I'll bet you, I'll guarantee that stupid app they have has gotten more mention on this radio program and our Facebook group than any other show on their network, okay? But let me tell you something. After further review, that app sucks. You turn that app on. I try and listen to that app and listen to our show in the car. It cuts out, and you can't maneuver. You know, if you hear something and you want to replay it, it's very difficult to go back and rehear something. It'll cut out, and then sometimes it'll pick up, reboot it, and get back in there and load the show again. It'll pick up right where you left off, or it'll start all the way back at the beginning again. And of course, what are they in the beginning of every one of our shows? A commercial. So I got to hear that stupid Home Depot commercial with Ed. I think it's Ed Home Depot or Lowe's, one of them. Every time I want to listen to a show, that app is terrible. And, you know, not only that, but the fact that every week, or not every week, but maybe every other week, our show is cutting out and our listeners can't hear us. They got to refresh the page. They miss 10 minutes of golden internet radio broadcasting. What are we paying you for, Blog Talk Radio? This is a featured program on your network. Featured. The only weekly featured hockey program on your network. I guarantee you we got more listeners to this show than Todd Rundgren's got for his crappy show. I've listened to that.
Oh, Todd Rundgren.
Or somebody, go look at some of the other shows that are on this network compared to ours. Go listen to them. Go look at their chat rooms when they're on live and there's two people in there. Like the Art Bell program where he's talking about UFOs coming to his house and shit like that. We deserve better, goddammit!
I'll tell you, man. Yeah, well, we certainly deserve that. I don't want to get on Blog Talk. I could do a show on that. But, yes. I mean, you know, get with the program. Where are all these residuals we're supposed to get, too? You trying to tell people aren't clicking on those ads? I know our show is the most popular show on there. I know. It has to be. We get thousands and thousands of listeners. No one's listening to, you know, some spiritual advisor from California doing a 30-minute show where it's just like, I mean, now, you know.
And you listen to somebody's shows, right? And I'm not trying to pick on any one group in particular, but somebody's shows, they're on like, you know, like there's the Caribbean Minute or something. And it sounds like they're on a tin can in the middle of Haiti with bad internet and they're all screaming at each other. Who's listening to that shit? Nobody. Nobody.
It's like a party line.
And they don't have the
Caribbean
problem.
Party
yeah,
line.
It's like a party line. Ghetto Pass Radio. Who the hell's listening? Come on.
Exactly.
Premier program on this network. We deserve to be treated as such. I will no longer stand for poor treatment. No more. What am I paying for?
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
Thank you, Paulie.
Yes.
All right, but enough about Blog Talk Radio.
Enough about Blog Talk.
Enough about that.
Let's get down to business. Let's get down to beeswax. People were like, oh, I can't wait to hear Eddie and Jim rant, Jim and Eddie rant, depending on how you view this show and its talent level and who should come first. Frankly, I'd go with Jim first. But we saw the debut of Anton Strowman, Matzahs by Strowman.
I'm sticking with Spear Chucker.
That's right. He was a plus in the game, so I guess he's going to stick around. I didn't see much bad from the guy. I didn't see much good, but there wasn't much good to be had in that game. The Rangers, if I may just go into my analysis.
It's all yours.
Okay. First of all, I always start with the first of all. I never actually get to, like, the second of all. But
yeah, there really is no third and fourth of all, but that's fine.
There's a Roosevelt. No, I'm sorry. Not anymore, though. But the first of all is the defensive play in their own zone. I don't know, and I know this is kind of laughable to people who are Tortorella detractors, but they seem very overcoached in their defensive zone. They immediately go into a zone defense, even strength, and let the other team pass around. Like, it's almost like everybody's got their zone. Everybody's, you know, moving their sticks in the open ice to block passes. But they enable the other team to settle in their zone for minutes at a time. So much so that I saw in that game at least five or six times where the Ranger line, the Ranger five that were out there, were completely and utterly exhausted from watching the Panthers pass the puck around. They were playing so passively in their defensive zone that, A, it's almost like, Henrik, bail us out, and maybe the rebound will come to us so we can start a counter. It also is not conducive to staying out of the penalty box. Because you're exhausted and because the other team has the puck in your zone for such large amount of periods, they're going to draw a penalty, whether it's valid or not. Because let's face it, half these penalties are not valid, these referees call. But things are going to happen. And that game was in the Rangers' zone so much, and the Rangers were so passive. When they were killing a power play, at least they could ice it. It looked like they were killing a power play the whole game. Now, I don't know if this was something they worked on in practice or they had to do push-ups if they didn't do, which was another ludicrous thing. If they shot wide, did you see that? They had to do push-ups. How if you don't shoot, you have to do push-ups? Because they don't get shots on net. But going back to the whole thing, and then I saw Rangers either so exhausted or unable to clear the puck out of their own zone. I saw it at least 15 times. Lavoris Trophy candidate, Dan Girardi, had a horrible first period, so much so that they broke up the defensive pairing in the second period and put McDonough with Sauer and pushed McDonough with Sauer. Now, listen, I'm not blaming this on Dan Girardi. Let's face it. They were under attack. But they were under attack because they lacked any kind of puck pursuit in their own end, and any kind of hitting. Last year, we saw a lot of the Rangers hit. And Jim, they hit. They made you, you know, they made you pay. I didn't see anything. I mean, you know, and all of this leads to so much time in their own zone. They don't have time to counter. For two periods, not even two periods. 56 minutes they did this. It wasn't until the last 4 minutes of the game that they actually woke up. So I don't know what they're thinking. On the road, they're starting to be, I mean, they're starting to stink on the road. They're 5-4-2 on the road. I don't know how many games that counts when they played over in Europe and all that. But at home, they look like a totally different team. They're 5-1-1 at home. They look more, they got a lot of jump at home. But Lundqvist, I mean, he was George Vezina out there. I mean, he made – how do you get outshot 38-19 or whatever it was? You can't win when you get 20 shots on net. So I felt it wasn't one person. It was the whole team stunk. And they it's still – what's frustrating is the Rangers fan. It's still 2-1. It's still 2-0. You know what I'm saying? They're still in it. You can't even shut it off. You have to watch it because they're into it. It's not like
right.
They're blown out 6-0.
Right.
Because
at any minute they get a lucky bounce and the game's tied.
Right.
Yeah, that's why they have a $7 million goaltender.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, I just want to throw in, you were talking about Anton Strahlman. He played the other night to help power play. He clicked the buzzer sound for me if you can find it fast enough. But anyway, he got 3 minutes of ice time on the power play, and only I think 6 minutes of ice time at even strength. And Emminger only had 7 minutes of ice time the whole game at even strength. You got Dan Girardi playing 27 minutes a game, Delzato 23 minutes, McDonough 22 minutes, and what was Sauer? 19, almost 20 minutes. Emminger, 7 minutes? Strawman, 7 minutes? Doesn't that seem like a tremendous imbalance to your third line, your third defensive pairing, or is it just me? Maybe I don't always
I think so.
But, we saw that last year with Mark Stahl. You remember Mark Stahl used to play here. You guys may have heard of him. Last year, 30 minutes a game. It takes its toll eventually. It's got to.
I would think so. I'm not blaming. I just think Girardi and McDonough in the last couple games. Now, I don't know if it could have been that nightlife of South Beach and in Montreal. I don't know.
I'll be honest with you. I like McDonough and Sauer together and Delzato and Girardi together better anyway. I kind of think they're better matches for each other, but that's just me.
Go ahead.
Well, the one other thing I wanted to talk about with that game was the Belbiv DeVoe hit. You got suspended for 3 games. What's your thoughts on that?
I think it's just. I don't know. I mean, I don't know where you stand on it, but, it was vicious enough. It was the only hit the Rangers threw in the game. I thought that was. Now, I don't know if that's the reason he got sent down. You never know with Tortorella. He likes to put your head on the chopping block, the guillotine. So I don't know if that was the reason, but I thought it was, it was dirty. I mean, let's call it what it is. I thought it was dirty.
Went back and watched the hit in slow motion. He was skating across the ice with Fleischman coming the other way, and he deliberately put his arm up and threw his elbow into Fleischman's head. I mean, you could see it on the. You could see if you watch that. If you watch that play in slow motion, I mean, he wasn't trying to throw a hit. He was just trying to. I mean, really, it doesn't look like there was any attempt to throw a hit. He just threw an elbow in his head. I'm surprised he only got 3 games, to be honest with you. I really am.
Yeah, I guess maybe he was a first-time offender. Don't know. You know, I don't know if that played a part into it. I was so upset about the game at that point. I was like, DeVoe's out, you know. So hopefully his suspension and him
Bell
being
Biv
sent down.
Bell Biv DeVoe, now you go.
You go now. Yeah, you know, it's a. Again, like I said, I didn't. I knew it was dirty, and I was like, you know, and hopefully this, you know, now we're getting a chance to see. Carl Hagelin got called up, and John Mitchell.
John Mitchell.
And who sits now? Is it going to be Christensen? Do we know?
Well,
now you know.
Bell Biv DeVoe, now you go. Who else? I don't know. I mean, if you look at the guys, obviously DeVoe, and then you look at the, and then I don't know. I always look at the two other guys, or I always look for guys who didn't get a lot of ice time in the last game. And the first, guess who the first two names that come up are on the time on ice sheet? Christensen and Sean Avery. So. Now I don't think Sean Avery would sit at this point because I think he's played better. I mean, he's still not getting very much ice time, but I think he drew a penalty or two the other night, didn't he? Not that helps us at all. But
yeah, Frosty's got it right on the head. It's a doobie.
Well,
how come we don't hear more of him? Where the Ranger fans complaining about him? Long leash he's got.
But you're right. You know, I said it. I said what 2 weeks ago, a week and a half ago. I said, you know, when they were on the winning streak, and I said, and you said, I think you said, you know, when the winning streak ends, who are Ranger fans going to start zeroing in on? And I said they should zero in on Dubinsky because he's not scoring, and you said they won't. You said they'll never. You said that. I think you said they'll never turn on him. You might be right.
It's funny how hockey, because we'll see it in baseball and football and basketball too when they're actually playing. People are very into the contracts. This has become like a phenomenon in the last 20 years where, you know, like, you know, when I was a kid, I didn't know what Dave Kingman was making. All right. Or, you know, I'm sure if you're a Yankee fan, you don't know how much Fritz Peterson was making. He was making it with other players' wives, but wife swapping, but that's a whole different show. But I don't think Ranger fans are aware of, hockey fans, or at least Ranger fans, are aware of what these guys are making. And that he got a pay raise this year, ladies and gentlemen of the jury.
Big one.
He's making $4.2 million. Why aren't we holding him accountable? He's got fucking one goal. The expletives are flying. It's early. It's the afternoon. I'm a little bit grouchy.
He's working blue.
I'm working blue today. Why aren't we not, let's face it, the one goal he got was, you know, wasn't a spinorama. Basically planted into an open net after Callahan gave it to him. And there was a goalie in the net. Still, why aren't we, bat shit over this instead of pointing at the coach and Artemon Nisimov? That's another thing. You people, there are a certain faction of people. I can't believe this. I just can't believe this. Why are you? I'm not talking about the underground radio people. There are just people out there that think everybody with a Russian name is lazy.
Scotty Hockey.
Exactly. Lazy or not emotional. You know, we've got to light a fire under Artie's ass. As a matter of fact, in that game, I remember him coming back when somebody got caught. I remember him actually having driving to the net, getting a penalty, drawing a power play for us. I remember these things, but I even posted a Facebook to somebody, I think, on the Facebook group, and I was doing it sarcastically. I said, what about that lazy Alaskan, Dubinsky? You know, when, because it seems like these guys get a pass, but if you're Russian or European and you don't produce, immediately you're a lazy guy. People always got a goal and 9 assists. For a team that gets 6 shots on net a period, that's pretty good. And for a team that 20% of their goals come from the defensemen, who predominantly not offensive, that's pretty good. You know? Just stop it. Just stop it with the Russians and the thing. It's an old mentality that just needs to go. And with Artem Anisimov, he's totally opposite of that. He's a hardworking kid. He's defensively responsible. What, do you just look at the back of the name and that's it? You don't watch the player? Check your heads, you boneheads.
All right. That's a deal with that.
And then, I go back to the game. When the Rangers have the offense, when they do actually get into the team zone, do they think they get goals for staying behind the net and passing that puck back and forth? That deep forecheck thing I see 100,000 times that creates nothing? Do they think they get awarded points when they do actually get it down there? I mean, this ain't Australian rules football or whatever kind of freaking game this is where you get these crazy rules. Dude, I mean, they got some players. I mean, you know, it's not like 2 years ago where it was Gaborik and then that's it. They got some players who could play. So that annoys the hell out of me. And just going back to that Mike Sullivan, guy shouldn't have a job. Shouldn't have a job. He has failed. What do the kids today say? Epic fail?
Yeah.
Epic failure.
Yeah.
Okay. And once again, Chris Higgins was invisible for the Rangers. When is he going to get it, Chris Higgins?
Alex Kotalik, where is he?
Where is he? Invisible. Chris Higgins, when is he going to score? He's snake bit. So that's my take on that. I want to thank everybody for coming out tonight. This chat room was freaking full.
Yeah, it is.
What do
you we appreciate you guys coming in. You know, and it boggles my mind that a hockey team refuses to do something as fundamentally ridiculous as shoot the puck. I mean, it just seems like they refuse to shoot the puck. They take the puck in the zone. How many times can we pass it before they'll just clear it so we don't have to shoot the puck? I mean, they just flat out refuse to shoot the puck. They had a 3-on-1 in that Panther game.
Oh.
Who is it? I mean, granted, I think it was Prust, Boyle, and Fedotenko, if I'm not mistaken. I could be wrong on that. Somebody could correct me if I'm wrong. Please do. And I, granted, those aren't the three forwards you're going to pick that you want to see coming down in a 3-on-1. But this thing looked like a Chinese fire drill coming down ice. They didn't even get a shot off. How do you not have 300% more players than the opposition and not get a shot?
Pathetic.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
I mean, I know the Panthers are a good team, and they do have a great penalty kill, the Panthers. But in that situation, what you just talked about, 3-on-1, I mean, how it's a joke. It's infuriating to watch. And how many times has this happened?
I agree. Can we take a quick Skype call here from one of our new listeners? All right. I just brought Mark in on Skype. Mark is calling from Sheffield in the UK. Mark Twinborough, do I have your last name right?
Yeah, that's right. Oh, yeah.
Hi, Mark. How you doing?
I'm not too bad. Looking forward to the game.
We got a little bit of feedback here on your – let me see if I can fix that. You might want to turn your – your microphone down a little bit there if you can. You're coming through really loud. Can you hear him okay, Eddie, or is he really distorted?
A little bit muffled.
Yeah, you might want to try. Are you still there, Mark?
I'm still on there.
Yeah, it's really distorted. You might want to, how about you turn your mic down a little bit, see if you can, and then try calling me back, and we'll put you right back on. Okay. All right. I think I disconnected Mark. Eddie, are you still there?
Yeah. I felt like it was waiting on the 7 train there, waiting for the next train to come, and there was an announcement over the
Pasadena, Los Angeles, and Cucamonga.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, you know, Range is just somewhat bipolar. They look really good in that 7-game win streak, and then in just total non-interest. I don't know what kind of game they're going to bring. I hope they can't afford to play the Capitals like this. They got to come out with urgency. They want to win the game. I mean, how many games they come out this year? You know, these last 2 games, they come out with like like it's a scrimmage. So, I don't know. We'll see. And then, you know, I mean,
Mario said that Mark sounded like Churchill during the Blitz.
I don't know if we got some time before Mark gets here. I could go into this broadcast. I'll start with it. First of all, the gushing over Kevin Dineen and how great of a great player he was. It comes from such an esteemed family, and he's turned this team around. And he knew that Heidi Fleischman was going to be there forward in August, what line he was going to play on. The gushing about the other team needs to stop. I understand your whole afternoon spent with the other team's PR department. You felt like you needed to just spew it out in the first 10 minutes of the game. You couldn't. It was like Mount Vesuvius with Sam. He couldn't wait to explode. Tell us about Garrison and the rest of that defensive core. And they've got 14 new faces on this team or whatever. He was just gushing. He's not calling the play. Talk about how many times did they mention the Rangers were playing badly in that game? 0.0. The Rangers were stinking the joint up. And they weren't talking about everything else. Oh, this Panther team is playing well. Oh, they're well coached. What a difference. Oh. I understand that these guys are frightened little children when it comes to their jobs. I mean, it is tough economic times. Gridlock in Congress. But you can diplomatically say, Rangers aren't bringing their A game tonight, Joe. No. No balls. You have absolutely no balls. 0 testosterone. You can't call it what it is, Sam and Joe. You're my bitch. Take the slap. Okay, I'm back.
Do we lose you?
No, I'm here.
Oh, okay.
No, I was just
picking up feedback now.
What are you, Jimi Hendrix?
Yeah. Mark, are you there? No. I don't know what happened.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on here. Yeah, I'll call the help desk.
Call your buddy.
Which buddy?
You know, your buddy.
My buddy.
I'm there, man. Yeah. Is that better?
Yeah, he's much better.
Hi,
hey, Mark, how are you?
Mark?
We had him.
We did. I don't know what's going on here. Hold on.
Hello? This show is a wacky... I don't know what's going on here. I mean, it's a simple radio show.
I'm back. I don't know. Now, there's Eddie. Hold on. Sorry about that. I'm sure we're glad we're not having any problems with Blog Talk Radio taking the day off.
Well, while you try to sort this out, I looked for this last week. Here's a commercial.
Vicky, what do I do with all this scrap metal? Dad, what should Jan do with all her scrap metal?
Tell her to shove it up her ass.
Pull aside!
Was that still on the switchboard and I just couldn't find it last week, or did you have to re-upload it?
It's on, you know how you were mentioning how I, my bad labeling?
I never used those words.
Oh, well,
I didn't say bad, I said different.
Yeah,
where was it labeled?
It was on the,
so,
I think it's BD something. I don't know, I lost it again.
BB Two Brothers commercial. There it is. Okay.
Yeah.
Now I know where it is.
Because it's like Blue Shirt Banter, which we're now no longer.
Aren't you glad you're not going to have these? Aren't you glad you're not going to have these problems when you move to Mad Dog Radio?
I am not going to Mad Dog Radio. I am not going to Mad Dog Radio.
You'll have to
hold that against me that when I do go, you're going to play that?
Famous last words. There's nothing wrong with Mark Stahl. Read my lips. No new taxes. And
I am not going to Mad Dog Radio.
Trust me. I'll be the one stuck here while you're on Mad Dog Radio.
He doesn't want me. He doesn't want to talk hockey anyway. It's all the day. Everybody knows that.
So what's it? Do we figure out the technical difficulties in this dog and pony show here?
We're gonna try this again. Let me see. All right, hold on. Let's see if we can get Mark back. Trying to dial him up right now. Mark, are you there? Mark? Nope, now we can't hear you. I'm connected to him, but we can't hear him.
Boy, it's like Marconi here. What happened? I got this. What the hell is going on here?
Next year, we're taking off the 4-day weekend for Thanksgiving. Eddie, are you there? No? Lost Eddie. Call it. Yeah, exactly. Isn't this great radio? Jesus Christ. Every time we try and do something. Do you see why I rant against Blog Talk Radio?
Caller number two, introduce yourself to the public. Caller number two, introduce yourself to the public. Man, I done muted the call.
All right. Let's take a phone call while I wait for Eddie to come back. Mark, I'm sorry if you can hear me. I don't know why we're having problems. I think hi to Karen, who's also trying to follow us along, and she's commenting on our problems. So anyway, Eddie's back. Are you there?
Yeah, how are you, man?
I'm just glad. Could you imagine if we like actually paid for a subscription with Blog Talk Radio? Wouldn't that be awful?
Yeah. The irony that this is all for free.
Yeah, and now your audio's you're distorted now.
Yeah, you're distorted too.
All right, well, I'm gonna try this. I'm gonna try this one more time, and if it doesn't work, we're gonna call it a day.
I'm drunk now, baby.
All right, hold on. I'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, but you're still distorted.
All right, I'll call back.
All right. Next week's show will be on. Next week's show is going to be on Bazooka Joe space phones. Yeah, like Critical just said, if you paid for this Blog Talk service, they'd have to mail you one of those T-shirts. I'm with Stupid, with the arrow pointing straight up. Next week's show, Bazooka Joe space phones. Maybe we'll have better luck. Anyway, I apologize for the issues that we're having. What can we do? We are at the mercy of this fine, fine network. Unless it's MSG trying to shut us down. That could be. They're hacking in. I just got a message from Mark on Skype that the connection today is as bad as the Rangers power play. I like that. It's a good one. That's funny. Eddie's back.
How you doing?
Much better.
Oh, that's great.
All right.
During the break, I got all licked up.
Good. That's what's missing. That's what this show is missing. Are you ready to take a phone call?
Yeah, happy to. Happy
all right.
To.
I believe this is Greg. Greg, how are you?
Hey, how you doing, man? How you doing, Jim and Eddie there?
How's it going?
James, could be better.
How you doing?
I'm still pissed. Every year, it's the same fucking thing. The Rangers come down here on Thanksgiving. They come here fucking on New Year's Eve or fucking Christmas, and they always forget to fucking show up. Every freaking year, I got to drive 2 hours from Fort Myers to Sunrise. Then I got to drive 2 hours to Tampon Bay to see him, and it's the same fucking thing. Please, whoever makes these schedules, put them on some other fucking week, because I'm tired of seeing these shit games all the time. I could tell within the first minute this is going to be another fucking dud. And sure enough, it's pitiful. Not to mention I had a gross lady sitting in front of me, I'll tell you that. But this team just never shows up.
South Florida, that might have been a guy.
Unbelievable. I mean, you pay good money for seats, and I don't mind if they have the effort. I don't mind if they lose and they show up and they play a good game, but there was no physical play. It was one shot, usually missed the net. They're out of the zone. I couldn't even get any pictures because every time the guys were on the other end all the time. It was just a pathetic performance. And Hank kept them in the game, though, I'll say that. When they killed off the 5-minute power play of the Panthers, I swear, I thought, the Rangers are only down 2-1, you know. They got 20
My
minutes.
My buddy.
And,
Mark, City Hockey Fever just brought a good point in the chat room. Last year when the Rangers were there before Thanksgiving, they beat the Panthers 3-0. That was the night of our first viewing party.
Well, that was, one game like that. But then when they go to Tampa, I mean, at least one of those games, they never show up. Last year was Tampa. Yeah, they've won a game here and two there. But for the most part, they just don't play well down here either. It's annoying. Just show up for a game and play well, and if you lose, you lose. But they're just never in these games. Their heart's somewhere else. I don't know. Maybe they on the beach and drinking or something all the time, but
my buddy.
Disappointing. And the lady that sat in front of me for the game, she had like 6,000 pins on her. And I said, is one of them a Ranger pin? She said, you know, I asked her in a nice way, and she said, why would I put on a Ranger pin? You know, she's starting to yell at me, and I said, listen, lady, next time you ring that cowbell and you drop it, I'm going to smash the fucking thing.
Oh!
I told her that, and then right after she said that, I went, let's go Rangers, real loud. She said, oh, that's not nice. Show some respect for the fans. I said, what, they're quiet all the time. You know, I paid money. I can do whatever I want. She said, just, what a pain in the ass, old lady.
Greg, you know what was
my
funny?
My buddy.
The Panthers put out on Twitter the other night during the game that the attendance was 17,000. And the tweet said, tonight's attendance is 17,000. Thanks, Panther fans. And all these Ranger fans started tweeting back to the Panthers saying, you should thank the Ranger fans. They're the ones that filled the building for you, not Panthers fans.
Absolutely. Yep. It happens. And every year there always seems to be more Ranger fans. I just wish they'd pick another week to come down here, though. You know, it's always Thanksgiving and it's always Christmas time or something when they play either Tampa
next year. They're gonna come on Hanukkah, and if that doesn't work, then they'll try Ramadan.
Hey, that's okay if it's on a different week. I'll take it. It always messes up the holiday. I had a good time, but man, I thought if we had one of the games we were gonna win in Florida, it would be the Panther game. And who the hell made the schedule? Now they come back next week. Usually they play within a day of each other, the games. And they went back home, and then they're going to come back here next Saturday. They really messed up the Rangers' schedule this year.
Yeah. this just in for me, Gross, Carl Hagelin, John Mitchell, and Jeff Woy-Witt are all in. Eric Christensen. Hmm. Anton Strowman and obviously Bell Biv DeVoe are out.
Good.
Wow.
I'm pretty curious to see what Hagelin does.
Yeah, I'm very interested. He's certainly been playing well offensively. And,
he doesn't score
they
four
need some punch.
Ranger fans will label him a bust.
Oh, yeah. Isn't he European, too?
Russian?
He might be Russian.
Swedish, isn't he?
Yeah, I know.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well,
maybe a lazy
Europe.
Swede. Maybe
that's
the sport.
Europe.
I mean, you weren't at the game. I know when you pay good money and you see your team, I mean, play as crappy as they did, it's got to be hella frustrating. It's got to be hella frustrating. What was the breakdown in crowd there? How many Rangers to Panther fans?
Realistically, I mean, you know, there's probably some Ranger fans that come there that aren't wearing Ranger gear, you know. So I'd probably say maybe a little less than half, somewhere around there. But the Ranger fans are the ones that start the chants. It's not... The Rangers were the first to start the chant early. You heard a couple of boos. I don't know if when you listened to the game, you could hear a pin drop in that first 8 or 9 minutes.
That's always the way it is there. They don't cheer if they're not winning. Even if it's tight, they don't cheer. They don't make any noise in that building.
Well, that's what I told the old lady in front of me.
With the cowbell.
You know, I said, you know, nobody's stopping you from cheering, but don't tell me if I start to chant, let's go Rangers, and start clapping my hands to show respect. Oh, I could have fucking clocked one, I'm telling you. The old fucking battle ass. Oh, and then when the game was over, I usually go into the souvenir store. They moved it up front closer to the entrance doors, okay? And they usually have a table, you know, with a few Ranger items there. I don't know what happened to it, but I asked the lady, I said, usually you have a little table here that has like hats and shirts and whatever. And she says, well, we streamlined what we get in now in our stock. And I said, well, that's bullshit. She said, what were you looking for? And I said, I was looking for women's babushkas. She says, you definitely don't have that. And I said, you go to fucking New York. You get any fucking thing you want. I'm tired of this fucking shit. I wasn't that loud, but I let her know about it. I had a good time there.
I can't help but notice you're not rhyming today.
Fuck that. This is not a time for rhyming. I was so pissed when, you know, riding home, and I said, man, what kind of a freaking effort was this that one goal in two games, and, you know, they just came off a seven-game winning streak, and I said, wow, I'm finally going to see them when they're playing great. Should have known. Should have fucking known that they were going to drop the ball. but it was only one game. Let's move on. They play in Washington today.
Listen, I love it. You and Paul Caduzzi over there, you guys spit your hard-earned money. You go to a game. And, you know, you see a piss-poor performance, and I like it that you're taking it out on the opposing team's fans. And
I love it.
Yes.
I love it. When she said respect and all this and that cowbell, when I told her, you drop that thing, I'm going to smash that thing to bits. I had a whole row of Ranger fans behind me. Oh, they were going nuts. I said, your fucking pizza sucks in this town, too. It's all bullshit. And that's all I got to say. I'm all pumped up. I'm ready for the Rangers now. And I hope they could come out and play a decent game and be physical. They didn't touch. You're right. DeVoe was the only one that had that Rangers hit of the game.
Yeah. Well,
I just hope when I see them in Tampon Bay next week, they put on a better show. Maybe they'll surprise me and win. But at least come out there and play a good game. You know, you lose, I'm fine with that. Not really, but at least make an appearance.
Right.
I can't take this where the game was over in the first minute. I knew it.
Yeah, I think that you're exactly right. Again, when you pay good money, and hopefully today, we get a victory against the Capitals, and I think Ranger fans will, it'll ease the pain. But right now, the last two efforts have been suckful, and I don't blame you for taking it out on people after you spend your money and you're wearing your Rangers sneakers there. You got everything going. I know what a great fan you are. You're a diehard fan, and you got bozos telling you how you can be a fan, that, you know, there's guidelines to being a fan. There's no guidelines. It's what we call a fan. It's a fanatic.
That's right. I don't need no fucking bozos to get on my bus.
That's right. I like that.
But
all right.
It's just disappointing. So I think, well, it's only one game, and I can't wait to see him in New York anyway. Fuck this shit.
All right, Greg. Thanks for checking in.
You got it. Let's go, Rangers.
Take care, Greg.
You got it. Bye.
Bye. A message from Karen Reuterberg. She said if this was on regular radio, his call would have been one long beep.
Yes. I think we would have lost our FCC license by now. Because we couldn't afford to pay the fine.
That's true. He was in ill humor. That's for sure. All right. We got another. Well, I believe we had Frankie on the line, but I think we left him on hold too long and he hung up. He was on hold like as soon as we went on the air, but then as soon as
Anthem off.
How long can we keep this up?
No, okay.
All right.
All right, I'm done.
I think this is Adam. Adam, is that you?
Yeah, it's probably me. How are we doing?
All right, how you doing, buddy?
Not too bad. On my way to downtown Chicago tonight. And as I said in the chat room, thank you very much, AT&T UVerse, for taking away the NHL Network, preventing me from watching the game today or the game tomorrow. Thank you very much.
Now what happened?
Fill me in. You know, Well, you remember the whole controversy there was when DirecTV took Versus off the air about a year or two ago, when they couldn't come to terms on what tier it was going to be on or whatever. Well, at the time I had DirecTV and we didn't have Versus until March or April. Well, now I've got AT&T UVerse, and the same thing happened with the NHL Network. With the package I have, I still don't understand this. I could get the NFL Network, the NBA Network, the MLB Network, but I got to pay extra money to get the NHL Network, which makes no sense to me at all.
That makes absolutely no sense.
Right. The NFL Network, I could understand. But the NHL Network, I guess there's this huge demand for the NHL Network from AT&T UVerse customers. Go figure.
They should be giving the NHL Network away for free. I mean, you know, let's face it. I mean, the NFL Network has actual NFL games on it and that you only can watch on the NFL Network. The NHL Network has NHL on the fly for 10 hours, 12 hours a day.
Yeah, right, and the two-hour documentary on the history of the Edmonton Oilers, which, you know, that gets shown every other day, but that aside. But, yeah, the two parties couldn't come to terms, so come October 1st, goodbye. They yanked the network right off the air.
All right.
So that's all. So, yeah, we're waiting for that to come back. So I'm heading over to my friend's place, and we're going to watch hopefully the whole game. We have to head downtown for another pro wrestling show tonight that he's covering for some internet site. Yeah, this is actually
any old timers wrestling or just a bunch of new up and coming folks?
Killer Kowalski.
Kill Kowalski, I think he's wrestling in the sky. Actually, the son of Davey Boy Smith, the British Bulldog, Harry Smith, will be wrestling.
Oh,
and
I remember
that. And Raven's one of the agents from ECW. But,
Yes.
Yeah, but this might interest you. The guy who's promoting the show is Billy Corgan from the Smashing Pumpkins.
That's what he's doing now, huh?
That's right.
Wow. Is Dancing Stevie Richards going to be there?
There actually might be a chance. There is rumor the BWO may make an appearance tonight.
Wow. Okay.
That is possible. That is possible.
So thoughts on hockey. Let's switch gears and let's talk about the Rangers. What's your feelings? I want to know where you are now, physically.
Well, I had to miss the Montreal game. I wasn't able to watch that one. And I come back, I check out Facebook, and everybody's always complaining after a loss anyway. But I thought the heat was pretty high considering they had just won 7 straight. So then I watched the Florida game, and I realized, oh, this is how they played in Montreal. So, yeah, I pretty much got to see what I missed in Montreal by watching the Florida game.
Yeah, it was, to me, in some ways worse. Mm. I don't know. But do you agree? I mean, do you agree with me? And you don't have to. That the Rangers seem to be very passive in their own zone. They seem like they're letting the other team set up. I don't know.
I think more so on the power play. I mean, it seems like the forwards are doing most of the work. I think the defensemen, they're just basically standing out there like statues. Go figure. Despite all the conditioning that Tortorella puts them through, I don't know. Maybe they don't have any legs left. I don't know, because, you know, for such a young team, you know, they say the second youngest team in the league, once you take away goalies, wouldn't you expect them to have a little bit more life in the legs, particularly in the later stages of the game?
Yes, certainly. I think Girardi, especially, did I get dropped? Am I here?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay. I got some kind of message that I got dropped. I was going to say that I think some of these guys, like Girardi and McDonough, are starting to maybe feel the toll of logging so many minutes. I mean, you know, especially for McDonough, you know,
right.
It's his second year in the league. It could be a problem, but they've got to muster more. They're last in the league in shots on goal. You cannot win a game when you're being outshot 2-1, no matter who your goaltender is, obviously. So we need to have a lot more offense, and hopefully the Capitals well, you know, that game, we'll get some, you know, positive vibe. We got to get this team turned in a different direction. Isn't that correct, Jim? Yeah, I was.
Jim?
I don't know. Yeah, Jim is not there. I don't know if we're still on. I'm going to have to ask the chat room. Hey, are we still on? Hey, can you hear me? Man, it's, okay,
can
it's
you
awesome.
Hear us?
Can you hear us? I mean, seriously, this is like Block Talk in the afternoon. It's, you know, this goes back to Jim. I told him that I wanted to hear Afternoon Delight during this show.
Yeah,
and,
it's really
sad. Yeah, and I think it's absolutely ruined the technical aspect of the show. I think Jim gave up. I think Jim just left.
He's still trying to calm Greg down.
Yeah, Greg, man, listen, I don't blame people going off the rails. You go to a game, you spend good money, and that you see that? Oh,
you know what? I really can't blame him because come next March, I'll be going to the United Center. It's the only game I'll be going to all season. And the ticket that 2 years ago cost me $45, basically third row in the 300 section on the corner, 2 years ago that ticket was about $45. Now it's $85.
Wow.
You know, yeah, and I know there'll be a couple of Ranger fans there, including some from Blue Shirt Underground. And yeah, chances are I will go off if they lose. That's one thing. You know, you can handle losing to Chicago a little bit better than Florida, but a non-effort where the other team makes you look like you're standing still, that's what gets the goat. That's what does it to you.
Yeah.
Especially when it's one game a year you could go to.
Right, you're looking forward for your team to come down and you know they shit the bed.
And some people wonder why I defend Chris Drury, you know, to a point, and it basically goes back to 3 years ago, that one game they played in Chicago where the referees called, I think, about 11 penalties on the Rangers in the last 30 minutes of the game, and, you know, the Hawks tied with, like, 5 minutes left, and then Drury wins it in overtime. I said, I don't care what he does from now on, he's earned that $42 million, all those millions of dollars. That was good
enough
for me.
That's what I like.
That's
you're
right.
Not, see, you're not. That's right. You're not selfish at all. You're thinking about all those other Ranger fans. It's all about you, isn't it, Adam? It's
that's
all
right.
About you.
That's right. All three of us that live in Chicago.
I think our fabulous host, my co-host, is back. Jimmy, my boy.
I'm back.
What
internet
the hell
crap.
Happened?
I don't know. I think my internet crapped out that time.
Well, I'm glad that my buddy's back.
My buddy.
Thank you, Paulie. That's what Prince is for.
Oh,
so,
you know, that
so,
reminds
all right.
me. I'm
go ahead.
Well, you know, this is like, for the last 2 years, every time my wife's out of town and I have the house to myself, whereas in the old days that meant going out with my friends, being at strip clubs, bars late at night, now I do internet radio. Which just goes to prove what my wife always says. I love Eddie more than women.
Eddie really disappoints, in all fairness.
Yeah, really. Well, you know what, though? I do put out all the time. I mean, you could call me. I am. I'm like an internet radio whore. You could call me anytime for an internet booty call, and I'll jump on the air, throw the headset on, and do a show. Or I'll call Jim up and we'll do the same.
That is true.
What do you mean, Niagara Falls here? I hear some kind of live from Niagara Falls.
What is that?
I don't know. I don't know what the show. Block Talk Radio.
I know nothing. Nothing.
Now it's stopped.
Do you think the fact that we basically screened the Block Talk Radio for the first 15 minutes of the show, I think that might be a reason why we're having some technical difficulties today?
Screw them. We pay them $500 a year to do this show, and we can't get a decent – it's simple radio. We can't get a decent two-hour program just once.
I bet the Caribbean Minute doesn't have any signal issues.
I bet you they don't. They're calling on a tin can out there in an earthquake rubble in Haiti, and you'd think they're
only a minute long.
Drinking a few pina coladas, what could be better?
It's wonderful.
I mean, it's a minute long,
too. Don't talk radio, man.
Exactly. I mean, I have four jobs, man.
This is like the least amount of hockey we've ever talked about on the show.
I kind of know what the fuck you people do.
I mean, it's just insanity.
Okay, all right. One hockey question. So, over under on Hagelin and Mitchell today. I think 5 minutes each for the whole game. You think that's a great fair place to set the mark?
They might not even have to tie their skates.
Yeah.
Well, I'm excited. You know, Torts, if Hagelin looks like he's got some jump, some jam, some juice, he will possibly be moved up, I think. John Mitchell, I think the expectations are much lower. I think, you know, he will get his 4 minutes. Hagelin maybe, I'd like to see Dubinsky. If they're going to kick somebody in the ass, how about bringing him down a couple lines? And that third line has to get going.
Let him skate around with Tanko for 3 minutes.
Yeah, I think we need to send Boyle for a rehab stint with Barb Underhill for a week.
Yeah, that third line needs a total wake-up call. Boyle, Prust, and Fedotenko. I appreciate the effort by Fedotenko. Ryan Boyle, 6'7". I got to see him throw more hits. I'm sorry. I mean, I don't want to bring him into you're a big guy. He's just a big guy. Do what a big guy is supposed to do. Use your assets. When I go to an all-you-can-eat buffet, I bring my assets, my gut and my mouth. He's got to bring his assets and use his assets in a hockey game. Sorry, Charlie. Or else it's bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye, get out of here, you bum.
That's a good impersonation.
Thank you.
I mean, that wasn't the clip. That was him. Adam,
no, that
was
Adam.
Really good.
Yeah, that was great.
I don't know if it's a great talent. That looks great on a resume. I impersonate Costa the Crazy Greek.
Goodbye, get out of here, you bum.
Goodbye, get out of here, you bum.
Goodbye, get out of here, you bum.
Yeah, that's
not.
That's very good.
That's very good. So I think you talk about a long leash. Everybody loves those guys. I love them too. But you know what? That line has to chip in as well. You can't have a third line throwaway line, especially when the fourth line plays 4 minutes.
The season's two months old, guys. It's going to be late before too long. It's time to get going.
Yeah, you're right.
That's a great point. All right, I'm done with him.
All right, Adam.
No, I'm only kidding. If you
have
more to say, fine.
Nah, not really. Let's give somebody else a shot.
All right. Uh-oh.
Stathers calling.
Stathers, there he is.
I'll be watching the game, and I'm going to be excited, and I'm going to be rooting on the Rangers. And a house full of Blackhawk fans, I'm rooting on the Rangers, and I'm rooting them on loud today.
Nice.
All right. That's what I want
to
hear.
Let's
talk to you next
boys.
Time. Bye.
All right. Leave me on hold, please.
All right. We'll do.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
Put it back on hold now. There we go. All right. 646-478-4692. The number if you want to call in. Frankie, if you're listening, we'd love for you to call back. Sorry to have left you on hold, buddy, but sometimes we do that. Well, what else is in the news, Robin?
My buddy? If that's going, I need a laugh.
My buddy.
All right. I'm gonna try and add Jeff Cooper to the conversation. Jeff from the UK, how are you, buddy?
How you doing, Jim? Can you hear me all right?
Can hear you just fine.
Ah, superb. It's not been a great evening, I tell you. I had to set up a new Skype account. Forgot my password, got that sorted, couldn't get my microphone to work, got that sorted. Missed the first 45 minutes of the show. Then there was nothing on the show, and then someone with Tourette's phoned up. Fuck me, I don't know what's going on.
Somebody with Tourette. It must be talking about. Yeah, Greg was in ill humor tonight, that's for sure, or this afternoon, I should say.
Yeah, I would be if I paid that money and had to watch that. I'm not too down on the team, to be fair. I look at it as a whole thing, and our record at the moment's pretty good. But I don't know if you've covered this yet, because like I said, the first 45 minutes I weren't around. But this power play, man, this is the thing that's going to kill us this season. Because against Florida, we might have been bad, but we had chances on the power play, couldn't convert it. We could have ended up 2-2 going into overtime, and anything could have happened. But because we can't get no deep, nothing's happened. It's like watching a tennis match. The puck's going side to side, side to side. It's not going forward towards the net where it's meant to go. It's like total joke.
Yeah. It is, and I kind of defended the power play a couple shows back, saying, you know, well, we're getting chances, this and that. That power play looked like the power play that I've seen the last couple of years, at least under Tortorella, where it's just, it's flaccid, it's impotent, it's every, you know, it's the fastest 2 minutes in hockey. I mean, there's nothing happening that's good on that power play right now.
Yeah, you tend to worry more when we're on a power play than when it's 5-on-5, don't you? Because it's just a waste of time. I mean, last season, all we could do on the power play was dump the puck down the ice, and we used to battle behind the net. And at the beginning of this season, it looked a bit better. We're starting to set ourselves up in their zone. But since then, it's just frozen, and if anything, it's gone downhill. And I mean, I made a bold prediction before the season on this show, thinking, if we get to the playoffs, anything can happen with this team. But I'll tell you now, if we don't get that power play sorted, we'll be out in the first round, because that's where it counts, the power play. It don't matter about this 82 games. The team's always up and down every season. With a decent side, we've got decent players, but if I don't get this sorted out, we're going to be waving goodbye again first round. It's just a joke.
Yeah, you have to have good special teams, at least on one side of the puck. Well, the power play, especially in the playoffs. As a matter of fact, that game against the Panthers reminded me a lot of the playoff games that we saw last year against the Capitals, where basically it was battle down the hatches, try to keep it close. Maybe you get, you know, dopey or stupid and get a goal that bounces your way and you win the game. Or it goes to overtime, and we see these endless overtimes where the Rangers can't score. And then eventually Jason Chimera, who is going to be playing tonight against the Rangers, scores an overtime goal in double overtime and beats you. So, I mean, you're exactly right. And I think this is going to – it should be the mantra of all Ranger fans that this power play is not, you know, in the top half of the league by the playoffs all around. They're going nowhere. They are going nowhere. You got Brad Richards now. There's no excuse. It's got to be the coaching, their approach.
We tried Delzotto. We tried Strawman. We got Richards. Who else do you want? You know what I mean? There's got to be no more excuses. Surely they've got to sit down as coaches, work on this. It's got to be going through their minds that this is a serious thing that's got to be sorted out. But, you know, what do we know?
We know more than them sometimes. I think sometimes when you're... No, I really do, because they're so immersed in the team and the players and their personalities in this. You see when you watch the games, I mean, obviously this has been a negative trend that's been going on. And I know there are some fans that they don't shoot enough, they pass too much. The whole philosophy, if there's something wrong, I don't know what it is. I mean... I can't put my finger on how you can be consistently bad on the power. Especially that 3-on-1. I'm starting to think these players are all a bunch of, like, choke artists. But how do you not get a shot on net? Are they so unselfish? I don't get it. The only guy who will shoot most of the time without thinking about anything is Gavrik. Gavrik will shoot. The other guys are, I think, a little too unselfish.
Yeah.
And you're right. It's like watching a tennis match on the power play.
Yeah. Have you noticed we look most comfortable when we're on a penalty kill? We put Prust on there, he might even score.
Yeah. I mean, he does get shorthanded goals.
Actually, That's our best game, the penalty kill. And I'll tell you what, quite a lot of the time we look dangerous, but 5-on-5 lately, well, just forget it.
Yeah.
But anyway, I don't want to get too negative, but I just said the biggest thing for me is the power play, and that's got to be it.
No, I think you hit upon a good point. Go ahead, Tim.
Mark, are you there? Mark? No, we're just not having any luck connecting with Mark today. All right. Jeff, you're still with us, right?
I'm here.
Eddie, you're still there, right?
You betcha.
All right, then we're still on the air. All right, Mark, I guess we'll have to try again with you some other time. I keep trying to connect with him, but we figured we'd do our
round.
Oh, Mark, you are there. Mark?
I'm here, guys. Can you hear me?
Now, okay, there we go. All right,
yes.
So now we welcome back to the program. Mark, we've got, yes, Mario said in the chat room, it's a British invasion on Blue Shirt Underground Radio. Hey, who knows more of the Underground than guys from the UK, right?
Exactly.
So, Mark, give us
your
thoughts.
Yeah, I'm here, guys.
He might be on a delay of some sort.
Maybe it's like Arthur Kent when he was over in Iraq with the video camera there. Mark, nope.
No. Swoon on the Moon is also from the UK.
Yep, Swoon on the Moon. That's Gary
Knoll,
isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, Gary Knoll. Okay. I can't seem to. I'm not sure what's going on with Mark here, but I'm going to end the call with him, and we'll just keep Jeff on. Jeff, let me ask you a question. Now, if I remember correctly, you work for the post office over there, correct?
Yeah, Royal Mail. Yeah.
Okay. So, what do your coworkers, the ones you're close with, what do they think of your obsession with hockey? Do they think you're crazy? You know, do they say to you, because if I remember correctly, you're not a fan of soccer, right?
I fell out of love with that sport a long time ago. But I'll tell you, you imagine this country, soccer is the main sport. It's so big over here, it's unbelievable. So that's all anyone really talks about. And, you know, I sort of, because I know about football, because I used to support it, soccer, I used to support it, you know, years ago, whatever. But as soon as I bring up ice hockey, it's, what the fuck's he going on about? It's like...
A lot of people say that about Eddie and I when they listen to this show.
Yeah, they all, you know, it's the attitude of, it's a wimpy sport over there. They wear all them pads, but they don't get it, like, you know what I mean, how hard it is, and you have to wear pads, otherwise you'd be dead. But it's like football, you know, it's soccer. I have to call it soccer. You guys call it soccer, don't you? That's a girl's game now, I tell you. Sorry, pardon me, not a girl's game, a wimpy game. But, you know, those players in soccer, they get touched, they're on the ground. In ice hockey, man, that's a real sport. But the blokes at work, they just don't get it.
I mean, I always find what's interesting about hockey is that the skill it takes just to skate. I mean, to skate laterally, backwards, forward, and then at high speeds, then the coordination with the stick. And then to be hit and to fight, even to fight. How do you fight on ice skates? I mean, everything, it really is a difficult, I think, probably the most difficult sport to play because there's a lot of different skills. You know, running, I don't think, I mean, running well, I guess, is a skill, but, so I really think ice skating in itself is a, there's a few people that can do it, you know, and well. And then to play hockey with a puck, that puck is a galvanized rubber that's so sharp when it's frozen it could cut you open. The ice skates, the blades themselves, did you see when Boyle got cut, in the last game? The skate came up. I mean, that's scary. I mean, you're talking about a total, like, you know, I mean, that's razor sharp. I mean, and it's a violent sport. And you're right. If they weren't wearing pads, they'd be dead. Look at the sports that have made him having really concussion problems. It's football and hockey.
hockey even more so, I think. I think the football ones are put under the table a little bit more. I mean, American
football. I think football, you get more serious one-off tackles, but in hockey generally it's a harder sport, isn't it? Because
right.
you can get tackled in the air in football, can't you? You get your back broken in football.
Right, that's true.
Yeah, but I think overall, I do think hockey is probably, well, roughest sport I've ever watched. But the reason I love the game so much is because even when you get a bad game of hockey, it's still really fast. Everything's still moving fast, you know what I mean? It's inevitable, a puck on ice and everything, people skating around. It's just such a fast sport. It makes it so interesting to watch.
Right, it's like Mario said, it's the only sport that is played at full speed at all times.
Yeah.
And that's a good summation. So what are you looking forward to in this Capital game? Anything, are you an Ovechkin? I want to know, Ovechkin's having a little tough time, but are you an Ovechkin hater? Who? It seems to be this is, go ahead.
I don't hate Ovechkin. He's a talented player. I hope Doobie fucks him up, like, but I do think he's a good player. How can you hate a great player? I don't hate any of them. I mean, the players that give the elbow, like one of our players did the other night, you know, them sort of players, I'll get on, but not talent. I mean, it's good for the sport. Is Russian what you expect from him? You know, he's not going to be that understood by everybody, so, but I don't hate him.
Okay. And so you're glad about Sidney Crosby. There was a little dispute in the Facebook page of Blue Shirt Underground, people getting, you know, a little bit...
Old Sausage Lips, he's just a crybaby, isn't he?
Sausage Lips!
I mean, them lips are made to cry. I mean, he blabbers at the ref all the time. That does your head in, yeah, but
My
he's
buddy.
Good for the game, isn't he?
And, I agree. But I'm glad he's back because, listen, I like, you know, again, you said he's good for the sport, and, you know, we get to make fun of him. So, you know, while he scores goals, which is kind of ironic.
Did you see that picture Greg posted with the baby with the big lips? It just looked like Crosby's lips, that did. It was superb.
Yeah. And what is going on with the Penguins with those mustaches? They look like 13-year-old kids are trying to grow 15-year-old kids that are trying to grow mustaches. Listen, none of them can freaking grow. They don't have enough testosterone, those guys, yet.
No. Well, I know I can't say much because mine ends up the same as five sides, you know.
You got a pretty good stash going there.
Yeah. That took a long time to grow.
All right, well, Jeff, we're going to get ready to wrap things up here. We thank you for calling in. We're glad you were able to join us today. This has been it's been great to talk to you.
Yeah, you too, guys. Rangers 3-1 tonight. Doobie with Gordie O hat-trick, and he's going to mess over you up big time tonight, I'm telling you.
I hope so.
All right, Jeff, take care. We'll talk to you soon.
Cheers, guys.
Bye. Cheers. I always want to say that.
There's your opportunity.
I got to tell you, the people have stuck with it. The people have spoken, Jim. I'm just, before you wrap it up, look at the people in the chat room we still have, even with all these technical difficulties.
I know. They are the best. Crap load of guests. Holy shit, we haven't seen this many guests in a long time. To anyone listening to this program for the first time, allow me to apologize on behalf of this network. Not all of our most of our shows do go off without a hitch, but occasionally we have shit circuses like this one has been today. We apologize. Come back and see us again Monday night. We'll try and do better. We will have Mike Hume will join us from ESPN New York on Monday night. Mike's been on the program with us before. He's a lot of fun, and we'll talk Rangers. We'll poke fun at the Islander Devils as well, and we'll get all the latest, and I think we're going to end this one a few minutes early today, let you guys go get ready for the game, and I don't know, that's it, I guess. Anything
yes,
else?
Yes, my buddy, let's go Rangers, let's get it going today, let's beat the Capitals, and send that fat bastard Boudreaux crying, home crying.
Yep. And then
good
we
night,
got
everybody.
And
good
we
afternoon,
got the Flyers.
Everybody.
Flyers tomorrow afternoon. I'll be watching the game with the Arizona contingent, so that should be fun. And hopefully playing a couple of games here will get him back into fine form.
Okay, guys. Take care.
Take it easy, everybody. Have a good day. All right, I'll talk to you later.
Take care, brother man.
Bye.